Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President's receiving criticism over mandate plan. We have the story.
Half dozen Kansas health systems requiring employee vaccinations. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Local agencies in the Kansas City area say they could welcome 625 Afghan refugees. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Today is going to be our hottest day of the week, with rain chances increasing by tomorrow and tomorrow night. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
President Biden continues to face criticism after announcing new coronavirus vaccine mandates. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
The White House shows no signs of backing down over its fight for these vaccine mandates. And under the plan that was unveiled last week, the federal government is going to take a number of different steps here, including requiring employers that have more than 100 people that they mandate that those employees be vaccinated, or those people that opt out that they would have to get tested weekly. We also know that more federal contractors and federal workers, they are also going to have to be required to be vaccinated if they want to keep their job. And the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, now doubling the minimum fines for people who violate the mask mandates when they fly, take a train, or a bus. Already close to 179 million people in this country are now fully vaccinated, but the White House says it's still trying to reach some 80 million people who have yet to get the shot.
President Biden says the only way to avoid the mandate is to claim an exemption on either religious or medical grounds.
At least six Kansas health systems are requiring employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19 within the next 3 months, according to the Kansas Hospital Association.
Pratt Regional Medical Center required employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine by August 9th. Lawrence Memorial Hospital and the University of Kansas Health System said that a majority of their employees have been vaccinated. Wichita's four hospitals have been operating for weeks at full capacity, with limited beds and staff. At Wesley Healthcare, a shortage of nurses and a growing number of mostly unvaccinated patients is straining the system. Meanwhile, the University of Kansas Health System said 13 people died at its facilities in less than a week. Its chief medical officer, Steve Seitz, noted that the health system had far more COVID-19 patients on Labor Day this year than it did last year, the Kansas City Star reported.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting.
Wichita police are investigating a shooting Saturday afternoon in the 1600 block of South Broadway. A 25-year-old man suffered a wound to the upper thigh. Police say the injury was not serious. Cause of the shooting under investigation. And police say the victim and a witness who was inside the residence have not been cooperative. No arrests have been made in this case.
Resettlement agencies in the Kansas City area have told the federal government they have the capacity to welcome more than 600 refugees from Afghanistan.
Three organizations designated by the U.S. State Department as resettlement agencies submitted the figure in a proposal to the agency in late August. The agencies are Della Lamb Community Center, Jewish Vocational Services, and Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas. But Delalam Executive Director Ryan Hudnall said the figure is subject to change depending on who chooses to come to Kansas and who has existing relationships in the area. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The national average for a gallon of gas rose 2 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new average of $3.25. However, industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says consumers should not expect prices to rise higher due to Hurricane Ida, which slammed into Louisiana following closing refineries there.
That slammed into supply, but it also slammed into demand. So we have at least a partial offset of the price factors from Hurricane Ida.
Lundberg says the Gulf Coast refineries are back up and running following the storm a couple of weeks ago. KNSS News Time now, 8:04.
We have season highlights highlights from the season opener for the Chiefs and some good baseball news as well. That's coming up in sports.
In Britain, a trial of a blood test to detect cancer shows promise. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Monday morning. Nationally syndicated talk show host Todd Starnes tells KNSS News President Biden's new COVID vaccine mandate is fascism.
The idea that we're going to set aside a demographic of the people and we're going to dehumanize them. It really was troubling to hear the president use this term over and over again, talking about the unvaccinated. You did this to us. Joe Biden literally blaming the unvaccinated Americans for death in America.
Todd Starnes was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS.
It's National Small Business Week, with organizers focused on the damage done by COVID-19.
No businesses have been hit harder than small businesses struggling due to COVID, the pandemic that's shuttered one-third of all small businesses across the country. According to a Harvard University-based economic tracker, businesses like Richard Klein's now closed Long Island bookstore.
COVID hit us very, very hard. We lost all our events. And we fell behind on the rent.
In California alone, 40% of small businesses also vanished since January of 2020. The U.S. Small Business Administration's theme for its National Small Business Week's virtual summit this week is celebrating resilience and renewal. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In Britain, a trial of a blood test to detect cancer shows promise.
If it works, it can potentially save millions of lives. On Monday, Britain's state-run National Health Service begins the world's biggest trial of Grail Incorporated's flagship Galeri blood test that can be used to detect more than 50 types of cancer before symptoms appear. The Galeri test looks at the DNA in a patient's blood to determine if any comes from cancer cells. Earlier diagnosis of cancers leads to dramatically increased survival rates. The NHS said it wanted to recruit 140,000 volunteers in England to see how well the test worked as part of a randomized control trial. Half of the participants will have their blood sample screened with the Galeri test right away. Sal Giangrasso, Fox News.
Kansas state animal, the buffalo, is being celebrated at the state fair in Hutchinson this year with a 700-pound butter sculpture. A sculptor from Iowa, Sarah Pratt, had to do some research on buffaloes before she designed this year's butter statue. Pratt said if she winds up with any extra butter, she may add a buffalo calf or some sunflowers. Pratt, who teaches school by day, lives in West Des Moines with her husband and three children, all of whom help her out with the sculpting from the Kansas State Fair to fairs in Iowa and Illinois. KNSS News time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a ramp closing starting today at 9 a.m. for some construction. They're closing the ramp from northbound I-135 to I-235. Again, that's from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will see a few clouds possibly drift across south-central Kansas this morning. Otherwise, clearing, sunny, windy, and hot this afternoon with a high 94. We will be breezy through tonight, low 69. Then a cool front approaches on Tuesday that will increase our chances of thunderstorms during the afternoon and especially tomorrow night, our high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now clear sky, 67 degrees. We've got a south wind at 15 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Time check, 8:12 now. 12 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Monday morning. Kansas State Fair underway, started Friday. And so the first full week of the fair going on right now. The temperature's up there. Going to be pretty close to what we are in Wichita, I'm sure, in the mid-90s, somewhere in there. Not terrible, but a pretty warm time at the fair. And on the Midway, it's always been pretty warm up there. And I can remember the few times that I've been there over the years, it has. Kansas State Fair back in swing after a year or two of not much going on up there. They're anxious to see that back, you know. The State Fairgrounds, Ted, they're doing something in there just about all the time, year-round, not just when the fair's in session. They have, swap shops and flea markets and all kinds of things in the fairgrounds. So, yeah. State Fair is underway. 8:13, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Steve and Ted show number 5,999.
Oh, my.
Tomorrow, the big one, the big 6-0.
And another huge milestone tomorrow.
I've got the list somewhere on my desk, I think, but I've been trying to remember today some of the better-known celebrities we've had on. Usually you can rattle off at least a few of them just off the top of your head. I can't remember him very well. I do know that we were talking the other day. I do know he had John McCain on when he was running for president.
As he was campaigning for president, yeah.
He was on a tarmac someplace, and he had 5 minutes, and he was graciously he did a telephone interview.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool. Good, yeah. And who else have we had? We had Shirley Jones. She's the mom on, not the Brady Bunch, the other one.
Are you sure we interviewed Shirley Jones?
Didn't we?
I don't think so.
No, maybe we saw. I guess we saw her in.
We went and saw her at the Orpheum.
Okay. No, we didn't. Nah, she's too good for us. No, that's. Who else have we had? Oh, well, we had Greg Brady, right?
Yeah, Barry Williams. He was in studio with us. He was live in studio.
Nice fella.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Most of them are. Most of those folks are pretty. The well-known are pretty nice people. We had the real Kramer on during the Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
The character is really a Kramer that they based that crazy character
right.
on. And he was crazier than
Kramer.
Yeah,
he was nuts.
He was nuts. Yeah. So, who else have we had, Ted? Any big sports names?
Dionne Warwick.
Had Dionne Warwick. This was in the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
She came on, and as you might imagine, she was delightful. Well, I like talking with
that was pretty cool.
Dionne Warwick. She said she couldn't imagine. She was working with Burt Bacharach, and she was really apprehensive about doing the song San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Yeah, she thought the lyrics were stupid.
The lyrics were, whoa.
Who's going to ever know
who's
this song?
Who's going to go for that?
Turned out to be one of her biggest hits ever.
Oh. So we've had some pretty big stars.
Pat Buchanan.
He was earlier in the show, way back when. Pat Buchanan, of course, a Nixon speechwriter who wrote things like Nattering Nabob of Negativism. Then he had his own radio talk show syndicated nationwide for a while, and I liked his talk show. Pat was the kind of guy, he was conservative, obviously, but he'd bring on anybody
mm-hmm.
and have them on, and I enjoyed his show, and from that aspect that he had a lot of different people, a lot of different attitudes, and he had a great sense of humor, too.
Oh, yeah.
Funny guy.
I always liked Pat Buchanan.
All right, well, I can't think of any more. Can you? Can you think of any more famous people?
Late B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas was on. All right. Anyway, so tomorrow is our 6,000th show. And
we've had Ralph Mouth.
Yeah.
Donnie Most.
From Happy Days.
Yeah. We've had a lot of TV icons through the years that made their Billy West from Futurama.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's been fun. That's been one of the things that we've done over the years. It sure has evolved a little bit. We've had different people coming in and out. Of course, we started out, there was four of us in the personalities. It was you and I, and we had Mike Kennedy on for years with
mm-hmm.
us. And
he did the sports before I did.
Yeah. But it's evolved into what you hear today. It's a lot of news and information we open and things you like to hear. So we'll keep doing it for a while longer. Tomorrow's show number 6,000. I don't know what exactly we're going to do tomorrow. We'll just have some fun. Let our hair down and do some fun stuff. How about that? All right. Show number 5,999. Now I can't vouch for the absolute accuracy, but I think that first week I started putting the number up there in the corner of my prep sheet, up in the left-hand corner.
You're pretty meticulous about that. I think you're right on it.
Been on top of it. Pretty close. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward as the Kansas City Chiefs wanting to win that home opener there. Was that the home opener at Cleveland?
Season opener,
yeah.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns at Arrowhead Stadium yesterday afternoon. Of course, you heard all the action right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis and the broadcast crew with the call. Ugh, rough first half. The Chiefs were down 22-10 at halftime. But it's a 60-minute game for a reason. The Kansas City Chiefs with time to get things done in the second half and some big plays on both sides of the ball certainly helped out, and special teams as well. Here's one of the big plays in the second half for the Chiefs.
Edwards-Helaire in the game. Shifts now to a left flat. Ball will be snapped on the right hash. Mahomes will step up against it, moving laterally. Now throws it, looking for Tyreek Hill makes the catch, burning the defender. Peeling back left, 20, 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City, 75-yard touchdown.
All right, that helped get things back in a good shape for the Chiefs. They're still behind. The Chiefs defense had struggled to stop Cleveland, but Chiefs defense got a big three and out, finally. And sometimes that leads to some good things after that.
29-27 Browns, 8:42 to go in the game. Get a bad snap. They come to the near side. They blow it. Gillen's in trouble and buried at the 15-yard line. A muff play from the punt. Chris LeMons covers it for Kansas City at 8:36 to go in the game. The Chiefs have the ball on a muff by Cleveland. On a punt attempt, he'd simply drop the snap.
What did he punt like one time yesterday?
Yeah.
Cleveland guy, he didn't have to punt.
He wasn't ready for it. Yep.
He wasn't ready.
Ooh. And the Chiefs go on to win the game. Scored after that and held on to beat the Browns 33-29 as the Chiefs get their 15th win in a row in the month of September. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, 337 yards passing, 3 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown. Post-game comments from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Listen, what a game. I mean, it was my hat goes off to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they Kevin's done a tremendous job with that football team, and I mean, it was just a heck of a game. The fans, our fans were unbelievable. I mean, we let them out of the cage. I mean, it was they were wild, and I loved every minute of it. And you know, it made a difference when you can get a punter to drop a ball. That's pretty good by your fans. Ten had a big day with 11 catches for almost 200 yards, and I'm not sure I've seen a defensive lineman take over like Chris Jones did that second half.
Yeah, one of those references was to wide receiver Tyreek Hill. 11 catches, 197 yards. All right, Chiefs start out the year 1-0. And, of course, you heard it all right here on KNSS. Good stuff. The course over on KFH tonight, we'll talk volleyball. We'll start out with the weekly WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb at 6 o'clock. Shocker volleyball team's off to a 5-1 start on the season. They took 2 out of 3 in Lawrence over the weekend at a tournament. And then after that, it's Monday Night Football, the last game of the Pro Football Week in Las Vegas, where the Raiders will host the Baltimore Ravens at 7 o'clock tonight. So Coach Lamb at 6 o'clock, Monday Night Football at 7 o'clock. That's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball yesterday afternoon at Riverfront Stadium, the Wichita Wind Surge. Pitchers combined for a two-hitter. Wichita beats the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 6-2. Wichita Wind Surge is still the number one team in the league, and that was a big win yesterday. Wichita now has a 3-game lead for a playoff spot with only 6 games to go in the regular season. As always on a Monday, it is an off day today for the Surge before the final 6 games at home, trying to get that playoff spot. And in Major League action yesterday, the Kansas City Royals were in Minnesota taking on the Twins. And the Royals got a key hit in the top of the 8th. You heard the game on KFH.
The 1-0 pitch, a swing and a shot to right. That's a base hit. In comes the go-ahead run, Hunter Dozier, and Isbell does his job. The rookie from UNLV with a key base hit with 2 out in the 8th inning.
And the Royals go on to beat the Twins 5-3. 4 Royals pitchers coming out of the bullpen combined for 3-2 innings of scoreless work. Royals end up taking 4 out of 7 on the road trip. So a winning road trip, off day today, coming back home. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
You know, people don't really watch, well, most people don't pay much attention to defense and football. But it's half the game. And one of the guys I have had a lot of fun watching the last 2 years is Chris Jones.
Yep, he's
number 95.
Pretty good.
Did he move him from tackle out to end this year?
Yeah, they've done some shifting of what his duties
and I
are
saw it
to kind of give him a little more freedom.
First half, I saw him standing on the sidelines, and I thought, what's going on? Why isn't he in the game? And then pretty soon, he comes in and makes a great big play.
Right.
He's a heck of a football player. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of good players. All right, Ted. 8:22 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The Taliban danger is still there. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.